Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Zorak Sunan, and welcome back to my podcast. I am doing, in the next podcast, I'm going to talk about Pretty Little Liars. I've been busy the past few days, so, I am on season 7 of Pretty Little Liars now, but I still need to do 5 and 6, the podcast episodes for that, and what I kind of remember and kind of don't. Duh. Sorry, my pronunciation has always been trash. You've been listening forever, you know that. So I'm sorry in advance. My thing is, I did not know that Anchor switched to Podcaster's Spotify thingy. It's very interesting to me. Very interesting to me. So, yeah. That was weird. I've been very busy the past several days. I have worked on my room a little bit. And I just literally mean a little bit. I'm washing clothes today. I'm taking a break from that. Well, I did that yesterday. I haven't started that today, but I went to the dentist today. No issues. Thank God. I am very happy about that. I haven't been working out, at all at the gym. I need to go back. So I might try to do that next week. I'm pretty stacked with stuff I'm trying to do this week. So there's that. What else is happening? I am helping my mom with some stuff as well. In fact, I don't know. My brain is just kind of tired. I'm tired in general just because of daylight saving time just kicked into gear, so I lost an hour of sleep. And waking up this morning, I had a very early dentist appointment. It was at 8 o'clock, and you know, for daylight saving time, like when I got in my car this morning, it said 7. I was like, oh shit. First of all, I knew I was running late. Damn it, hang on, I forgot. God, shut up. Sorry, I'm so sorry about that. That's my bad. I have been... So anyway. I have problem talking today. That's really great. Anyway, the point is, I got in my car, it was 7. I was running late, but my dentist office was literally 10 minutes from my house. So I literally just got in my car and went, and there was no issue at all. But anyway, I had to readjust the, I had to turn on daylight savings time in my car because it said 7. I was like, that's not accurate, at all. So anyway, what else has been happening? I've not been spending a lot of money, thank God, except for, essentials and shit. I just paid $221 for the dentist because I don't have dental insurance. Knock on wood, I have pretty freaking good teeth. There we go. So, I just pay, and I got x-rays done today, so that was, an extra, $55 or something like that. So, I was like, yeah, it's fine, sure, go for it. I'm starting to rethink if I'm actually gonna go on vacation. I really want to art space to put all my art stuff at, but I don't know if I'm actually doing that, so. I don't know what to do. I want a proper, office space. I really do, but, you know, I obviously don't have the funds for effing office space. what? And no, I do not. What else is happening? I don't know. I need to get through some shirts and see what I can get rid of. If it's not Spark and Joy, I just need to get rid of it because it's also Lent, so I gave up several things for Lent. And one thing I did last year, I want to do again this year, is I got rid of 40 items of clothing or just items. Get rid of 40 items and donate them. I think that's a great idea. And I have 7 so far. So I need to create several more. So I need to do that. I also got DVDs, but I might actually sell those. So because I need some monies. What else? Okay, so one of the shirts I really like is the Firebird emblem shirt that I bought. For people that don't know, Pontiac Firebird used to have like a phoenix on the hood of the car back in the day. And I got two versions of the shirt. I got like the classic one, and then I got the holographic one. That's very faded AF when I got it. So I still like it because it's like a muted holographic, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But I actually kind of like it. So we might rock with that. I don't know. So there's that. Also, randomly, I got so mad the other day. I've been getting mad in general lately. I don't know what's in the air or whatever. It's my sign or whatever's going on. But I've been mad AF and jealous AF. I was like, I need to snap the shit out of that. I'm less jealous now, thank God, but I'm still pissed off a lot for apparently no reason. And I was doing something. I don't remember what I was doing, but I was talking with an acquaintance of mine. I'm not saying friend because we're not. We don't. Here's the thing. Me and this person, we hung out in a group of people once. But I've known this person for like over a year. Oh, shit. Anyway, that person was annoying the F out of me. And what was it? I don't remember. So I think it might have been the second time we tried to go out as friends, like as being like a group of friends, we all went out. And I couldn't stand his ass any longer, and the person was eating chips, right? So what I do, literally, I didn't like pound the chip bag. I just pressed it down a couple of times. I wasn't being that much of an asshole, but I kind of was. I don't understand why I did that, but I did that. And then another person that I honestly can't stand, but he's in the friend group or whatever. So I'm very conscious about COVID stuff, right? And so the person, oh my God. I can't. Just even thinking about it, I was like, I just cannot. He was just sputtering some stupid shit, had his mask down, and it was near like a kind of, I don't know, bro. Anyway, I told him to put up his mask. He's like, I'm drinking. It's like, is it in your mouth? And I was like, no. Like, put above your nose. Like, that's just the type of thing that irritates me. It's just because like people just been getting sick lately, and I don't have time to get sick, so I'm just being very protective and wearing a mask right now. I haven't really worn a mask in like months, but except for at the gym. I don't know why I wear a mask at the gym. I just make it harder on myself, but I also like the challenge because also I can lip sync to songs and I don't get stared at when I do that. So that's why I like wearing a mask at the gym. Anyway, that's the only time, but like I said, I haven't been to the gym since January 6th, so of this year. And so anyway, I was just being salty AF, but like they were just sputtering some stupid shit. I was like, I can't deal with that today. And so anyway. Other than that, I was fine. Oh yeah, and then the other one that did the chips thing, like he did apologize and I did shake their hand. Might be a little too hard, but I shook his hand. So it's fine. I was like, I just need to be in my own little zone. I need to calm down. I need to meditate more. I'm going to meditate today, actually, and get that going. So, anyway, the group hangout honestly wasn't that bad. I actually kind of enjoyed it. Those two left kind of early, and so I was still with my other friends. And it was a good time. The place I never been to the place before, and it was mid. I learned that word. It's mid. It was very average. It wasn't like the most amazing thing ever. And I think my meal cost like $20. So it didn't feel like $20. I didn't know they added gratuity to it. So it came out at like the $15, and I just had a $20 bill, so I just gave that to them and to the waitress, and I said, okay, thank you. And so I gave her the 20. I said, I don't need change, like, keep the change. So basically she got like almost a $10 tip from me, but I was like, it's fine. Like, she was a great waitress, so I just was like, oh yeah, we were in a party of like 10 people, so that makes sense. Because I forget, like, it's automatically included if you have a party of like six or more. I totally spaced on that. And I had a long day that day, so I really wasn't thinking. I think I worked, I was doing like Uber and running errands and shit for like, I'm gonna say 9 hours or something. So I was a little tired. Yeah, and I really wanted salami cookies, but I didn't get it. I was being good. But then I ate my ass off the other, what was it, yesterday? No, day before yesterday. I don't know what day it was, if I'm being quite honest with you. I don't remember. But I ate a lot. So I just went to, so one of my friends was moving, and so we literally, the friend like had brought like catered freaking Olive Garden, brought too much food. And so my friend didn't want it all, so it was just me and like five other people, and we're like, oh, this Olive Garden, bro. So they literally gave me like a bunch of like Alfredo, like the fettuccine with the chicken and like Alfredo sauce. Like, it was huge. I still got a bunch of sauce left. So I might actually go and fix some fettuccine today and use up that sauce. I just want to get go ahead and use it and just get it out of the house, because I'm trying to eat a little bit better. And I weighed 265 today. I'm so mad about it. But anyway, hopefully after this week I can start eating better and actually start working out and stuff, and just kind of get some stuff going. Because I okay so. I'm more aware of what I look like. Here's the thing, I don't really have a full-length mirror in my house, correct? I said it like a TikToker that I watched. She is so funny. But anyway, I don't have a full-length mirror in my house. So I just kind of look at my and just my head up basically in the bathroom. And I was like, okay. That I look fine, and so I go about my day. But when my friends were taking snaps of me and shit, and I saw that shit, I almost fell out of my chair because I looked so freaking overweight, and I felt ugly as F because I have a double chin. Everyone knows I have a double chin, but I know how to angle it right, so when I take pictures and stuff. It doesn't look like I got one, but I honestly have one. So, it's giving me like a wake-up call. It's like, oh shit, and my ass needs to actually work out and do weights and do all the things and start to eat better. And maybe take high cholesterol medicine. I don't know. I don't want to add something else I gotta take besides gout. And shit. I can barely remember to take my gout medicine. Why don't you think I can also take high blood pressure? They can call memory loss and a heart attack, like hardening arteries. I was like, wasn't that what cholesterol is doing anyway? So what the f wh how does that make any sense? Like, those are some awful side effects. So I'd rather not even take it. Like, I'm like, F it. I don't want to do it. So F it. Pretty much. And I'm not even eating that much red meat, which causes a lot of cholesterol. But I am eating a lot of fatty foods, which is a lot of cholesterol. Like the Alfredo sauce, like, hello, it's butter. So yeah, I just need to get it together more, and I just can't seem to lose weight. I did like 16,000 steps. Excuse me, not 16. I did 18,000 steps on Saturday. I did 14,000 the day before. Did 8,000 before that, then I did 13,000 before that. So I didn't do a lot of steps yesterday, and I'm not going to probably do a lot today because it's raining and won't. It's just being cloudy and gross outside. So I'm like, okay, well, That's not working. So, like, I'm just doing my actual walking. I'm not, so basically, I want to pick up my pace. I want to go back to the gym and get back on the treadmill and the R trainer and weights and doing all that shit and just kind of get it going again. I want to be like at 230 by the end of the year, and I will freaking do it. Or I don't know what I'm going to do myself. But anyway, that's my goal. I just look so freaking okay. I look awkward in the Snapchats. So awkward. I was not about it. And then we were lip syncing in the car. I was having like a good time. And I just saw it back. I was like, I don't like it. And every time I thought they took a picture, they didn't. So they got me at a weird ass angle every single freaking time. It's like, I love that for myself. I was just like, you know what? No. No. I don't like to be photographed. I don't like it. Unless I'm taking the picture. It's like I get my approval from taking pictures myself. When someone else says, it's like, you ain't doing it right. I'm sorry. So I'm weird. I'm so weird at that. So I think that's probably the reason why I'm also partially depressed and just mad and just angry, just in general. Really, nothing no one else did, but like I have very limited patience right now, and it's very upsetting. So that's kind of what I'm working with right now. I know it's not good, but I'm going to try to be better, try to be nicer, and that's the first step. Like you and I have acknowledged that I'm in a bad mood. What can I do to change that mood? And just be on my P's and Q's. So, yes. Just yes. And also, I might go live on. So, let's get out of that funk and talk about other things, okay? Oh, yeah, I also got to do taxes today. Okay, that's the last sad thing I'm going to do today. So, say in this podcast. So, on to, well, let's move it up just a little bit from sad to kind of sad. So, in kind of sad news, my TikTok is like dying, it feels like. I know there's a ban trying to happen for TikTok and all that type of shit. And I'm like, actually, how do I create a beacon? I'm gonna look that up right now. How to create a beacon account. Yeah. Bish. This is different. So social media. I was like, excuse me, like, what is this? So yeah. So, I want to create a beacon account. That means like it's all about links that send people to specific destinations. And like so monetizing your profile. There are a number of ways that can make the platform whatevers. So I want to create a beacon web thing and connect all my social media to my freaking oh shit, you gotta pay for that shit? That's insane, bruh. Ew. I thought this was just like a, go to my things. What? Bruh, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be dramatic AF, but I'm being dramatic AF. That's messed up. That's actually messed up. You gotta pay for that? Yeah, I should have to pay for that. Oh my God. I want to know what the pricing is. This is interesting. I thought all that shit was free. I am so confused. I am so confused. I'm gonna click get started because this is interesting. I can do a free account. Okay. I was like, what is happening? All right, I'm gonna do that later. I'm not gonna do it on this podcast, but I was like, if you gotta pay, I bet you do have to pay for premium shit. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, if I go to my TikTok right now, the last three videos I posted all got like, I think like 100 views each. If you're brand new, that's great. But when you have like 9,885, so close to 10,000, it's like, what the freak is happening right now? Because that makes no sense to me. And I'm posting every day. I'm posting three times a day. And it's just baffling to me that keeps happening. But it does tick up to about like 600, 800. Granted, it's a show that no one really knows about. So, that might be on me. And the other shows I'm planning on doing, people have already started. And I don't want to be, like, a copycat or whatever, but it's fine. It's whatever. So, it's kind of a bummer. Just a little bit. So, that's kind of what I'm dealing with there. My Reacts one, that's popping off a little bit. I'm very happy about that. I gained about like 10 followers on there and my views been doing pretty good. But here's the confusion for me. So I'm switching over to Instagram now for my Reels. First of all, the Reels partner program, I guess, is ending. Sucks for them. Because I'm not going to be part of that anymore. That's what I was trying to do, get paid to monetize my shit on there. So, apparently not. Anyway, I'm posting every day on Instagram. And I was like, let me just post every day this year. I just want to see what would happen. So, I gained like 3 followers, I think, in the past 3 months. A follower a month. And so, I've been getting views though. Like one video got 17,000 views, another one got like 14,000. And I get like some that are 1,000, and I get some that are 5 or 2 or 1. It's interesting as hell to see that. And also on TikTok is also so you can use, there was a short period where you could download what you did without the watermark and like the decreased quality of the video, but they stopped doing that now. So I was like, shit, fine, whatever, it's fine, I guess. So I was like, F it, let me just post whatever, because I was trying to do the high quality ones now and to do the ones later on. But yeah, so there's just a lot of things that are just very off right now. I need to post on my other YouTube while I'm thinking about it. I need to do that today too. Let me make a to-do list. So, work on room for an hour. Oh, already has it inputted. Good for you. Post on YouTube. Okay. Then do 2 more podcasts. I'm already doing, so I'm doing like, I'm trying to do 3 podcasts today. Do music reviews. I want to do at least 7 songs. I already have 1 done. I need to post it. That's the other thing that's been kind of like, I have not been posting on my blog either. 1, I did hurt my foot. Then I felt better. Then I just, you know, not doing anything. Wash clothes. It'd be funny if it said wash cholesterol. How do you spell clothes? Because I don't know how to spell. Stupid. I spelled close, damn it. Oh, okay. CL, not CH. I'm stupid. It's fine. Do dishes. Organize. Organize clothes because I need to that. And you might hear a train in the background. Sorry about that. Call mother about stuff. And drop off donations. So, like, my mom has all shit she wants to drop off, which I have no problem doing that. And I really wanted a cafe today. So, this cafe that's local in my town has these big ass cinnamon rolls, and I really want one. And guess what? They're not doing that anymore. I was like, that's a bummer and a half. I was like, damn. Oh, well, they are doing it. They're just not open today. I should specify they're not open like 2 days a week, 3 days a week, or something like that. I was like, damn, what time I'm not really doing anything? Bummer. Anyway, I'm so tired, it's not even funny. And I also up until like midnight last night because usually I'm up until like 10 or 11. So now it's like 11 or 12. So great for me. So, anyway, I got a lot of stuff to do, and it's 11:30. I'm about to go fix some food because I'm starving right now because I didn't eat anything for breakfast because I had my disappointment. And so, I had a little pack of Oreos. I'm so healthy. I had a pack of Oreos for like a little snack, and so that was to get me through this podcast. So originally I was going to Pretty Little Liars because I had to pull it up right now. But I was like, let me talk about my life first, which I didn't need to talk about. But I did need to talk about. So I'm gonna leave here and I'm going oh, also I'm gonna meditate. Let me write that down too. Meditate. For sure. There's that. So yeah, okay, so let's talk about some positive things and then I'm gonna go. Okay? I still have not bought any clothes at all since the beginning of the year. So it's been 2.5 months almost. It's been 2 months and 13 days since I bought any clothes. I haven't really bought a lot of stuff. I have eased up on eating out. Because I'm just trying to watch it. I've been looking at my expenses. I was like, that's a shit ton of money, bro. I'm not doing that. So, because everything's getting expensive as hell, like very expensive. So I'm just trying to be on my P's and Q's about that stuff. I need to just, and I'm not really buying things on Amazon. The only thing I really bought as like a guilty pleasure, quote unquote, I bought 2 books, and that's literally it, I think. Yeah, I think I have really haven't bought anything. I'm gonna check my Amazon. So I'm paying for like my normal expenses and stuff like that, and I'm just trying to be smart, and I don't think so Amazon doesn't have their small program anymore. That's a bummer. Let's look at my orders. No, I bought some stuff for my mom and I transferred it. The only thing I bought was like a book. And I bought some. Okay, well, technically those don't count because I didn't pay anything because I had a gift card. I bought. Okay. I bought a stamp, a wax seal stamp, and I bought a paint. That was like $13. And that's literally it. I bought something else like $13. The book was 10, and the other one was technically a manga. That was 10, and then I bought the prequel to the Hunger Games book. That was $27, which was stupid expensive, which I could have bought for a lot cheaper, but I didn't. Because I'm silly. I'm silly like that. So, yeah, I've been very aggressive about saving money at the moment. So that's been good because I'm saving it for trips that may or may not go on. I don't know yet. Also, part of me wants a bicycle. I don't know why I want a bicycle. Men's. Let's look it up. I'm in a mood today. I spell bicycle. for adults. Damn, they're expensive. Mangas, why are you hella pricey? And also, Schwinn. I do like the color, though. Multiple colors, and it's like $280. Does it come preassembled? Because I need preassembled, bro. Don't care about the gold. I like the black green. I don't really like the blue. Sorry. Yeah, I'm looking at bicycles right now. It has sizes. I don't have 29 inch. But, sir. Sir. Why isn't these a lot of these bitches red? And I don't want a neon yellow. So weird. So if I want to get a 29-inch bike, black and green, which I don't mind, it's literally $280.64. But I'm not gonna get it right now. Obviously, I'm gonna put it in my wish list. This has come assembled. Cause I'm stupid. I wish it would come assembled because I'm dumb at building things. That's actually, I did buy some stuff that I did assemble some stuff the other day. It wasn't horrible. So, anyway, let's look at the comments. Da-da-da-da. Whatever, I'm just gonna put it under, gonna put under a list. Okay, it's added to list. Okay, perfect. I love I'm just looking at bicycles talking on my podcast. I love that for myself. And yes, my phone, not my, oh my God, my computer needs to be updated. So it's starting to sound like a little excessive. They also have these electric bikes. I've been seeing that a lot on TikTok where they use it for Ubering and stuff like Uber, like Uber Eats and stuff. I was like, good for you getting the money and stuff like that, but I could never. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah, sorry, I'm literally reading. That's my bad. Okay, I need a stock, so I'm just gonna be buying shit, and I don't need to be buying shit. I'm in a mood to shop right now, and I'm honestly, I'm trying not to. And I literally just said, I've been doing so good. I say that, then end up buying shit. I need not do that. The chapsticks I want to drop in price, and also the books, the writing desk that I want, it's also dropped 18%. What? That's crazy. Oh my God. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, damn. A DVD is like, no, like $9. So has Captain America. That's been up there forever. It's like 10 bucks. I need to stop going through my list right now. I wish that Jessica Simpson poster was still available. I love that poster. It's been my cart. Not my cart. It's been in my list since 2014. Okay, I need to stop. Get out. Okay, we're done. We're done. We're done. So, now try some money. Stop. So, I do need to do my Spence thingy because I need to add some shit. But anyway, let's check on last month. Last month, I did pretty freaking good, too, if I'm honest with you. And January. I've been pretty good this January and stuff, but the car insurance really effed me over in January. And then I hurt my foot. So, I did food in February. Well, let's just do all 3 months, right? One, two, three, four, five, six. So I did 6 times in January. Then one, two, three, four, five in February. So that's 11. Then so far this month, 1, 2, 3, I'll say 5. So 17 times I've eaten out in the past 3 months, which is not horrible. It's really not horrible at all. But yeah, I'm going to start curbing that and start bringing meals or, you know, doing that. Because, like, when you Uber, you get hungry and then, say, you stop your thing, and then you just go out and you just go eat something and go back to Ubering and stuff like that. Or if I'm running errands and just all the things happen. So I tend to go until I'm really hungry. And so that's what I usually did. And so I was just going to start carrying snacks with me and doing all that type of stuff. And or just have like a meal and just bring it with me, just put it like in a cooler. And then also I can be close to my mom's work and it's like, can I use your microwave to heat up my food? She'll be like, oh, that's fine. So I might start doing that. So yeah. That's kinda what's been going on. So I got a lot to do today, so I'm gonna go. I hope y'all have a great day, evening or night. Oh, yeah, I did do my positive stuff. Okay, my positive stuff, I haven't bought anything excessive. Like I said, I've just been paying for gas and food and insurance and all that stuff. I'm barely buying anything that's, like, for me. Except for the book and the Amazon book, which I have in here somewhere. I don't even know where that is, but it's somewhere. I did go to the movies back in February. Dun, 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 dun. Oh yeah, I said the book was 25. And the book was, yep, there it is. There it is. Okay, perfect. I bought the book in February, so anyway. Anyways, positive things. I am being my pay's better because I'm work. I can actually work, so that's something good. I am working on my podcast, which is good. I'm reading Spare by Prince Harry. I'm almost done with that book. And then I'm going to do some easy ass books. That'll just help me just knock it out faster. I am going to donate 40 items on clothes or just items, just 40 items at least. And then I'm going to, I am going to go through some of my shirts because I did shower today, and so I'm fresh-ish to try on clothes and see what fits, what doesn't fit. If it doesn't spark joy, gets the F out of my house. So there's that, and my car is great. I felt accomplished from what I did on Friday and Saturday with all my errands and stuff. I got really good feedback, so I was very happy with that. It's always appreciative when you get like positive messages. So there's that. So yeah, I'm going to just work on stuff and try to get more stuff organized. And so now I'm officially going to go. I hope you all have a great day, evening, or night, whenever you're listening to this. And I'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye.